This is Good News Hour, and your speaker this time is David S. Horn of Denver, Colorado, coming to you with a message from the Gospel by Mark, and it's going to be from chapter 14, and I will read with you from verse 3 of this chapter. And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard very precious. And she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves, and said, Why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for 300 pence and given to the poor. And they murmured against her. And Jesus said, Let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor with you always, and whensoever you will, you may do good unto them. She hath done what she could. She came beforehand and anointed my body for the bearing. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she hath done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. We change now into verse 10. We've been reading you about an outstanding character, an outstanding woman that did so much for her blessed Lord and Savior in this life. Now we have one that has been with him for the past 3 years in his ministry. His name is Judas Iscariot, the one that betrayed our Lord and Master. I want you to see what the Word of God has to say about him. You know, the Word of God tells us just exactly what we are. If it's a good woman, he gives us all her good deeds. If it's a bad man, he gives us all his bad deeds. But there's one thing about the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Word says about him that he knew all men, and he needed not that any man should testify of man, for he knew what was in them. There was nothing in this chapter, or nothing in the life of Judas, or any of his disciples, that our Lord did not know. But here we have our Savior, and he's almost at the end of this life, just about to close his life here and leave this world and go back to the Father. This is what he said in the Gospel by John. Having come from God, then it said he went back to God. But between the time of his coming to this earth and his returning, there was a period of about 33 years in this life. But in the 17th chapter of the Gospel by John, he said, Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work thou gavest me to do. And our Savior finished that work. And I'll tell you where that work was finished. On the cross of Calvary, he said, It is finished. Then the Word of God said he bowed his head and dismissed his spirit or gave up the ghost. Everything that was written of him had to be fulfilled, and that's what I'm calling our attention to from this outstanding chapter. Well, again, I call our attention to this, that there was a prophecy made about Judas. And the Word of God says of him, My old familiar friend, in whom I trusted, hath lifted up his heels against me. My old familiar friend. Now, our Savior had spent 3 years with this man. He knew everything that he was doing. All things naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. And he knew all about Judas, and he knows all about the speaker today, and he knows all about my hearers today. He knows all men. And yet, in spite of all that, friend, let me say before I pass on to my message that he loves the world, sinners as we are. For God so loved the world. Then he said that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And let me say, friend, if you perish, it's because you will not embrace his Son or his salvation. You will not accept forgiveness of sins. Then again, let me repeat, in Acts chapter 13, 38 and 39, we have these outstanding words, Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things which they could not be justified by the law of Moses. we have a Savior right before us in this chapter that is just about to close his life, as I mentioned, and go back to his Heavenly Father. Well, let me just read verse 10 of this outstanding chapter. And Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went unto the chief priests to betray him unto them, to the chief priests. Who are they? They were the religious leaders of the nation at that time. And listen to what he had to say. And when they heard it, they were glad. They were glad to have someone put into their hands our lovely Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and to betray him. And he sought how he might conveniently betray him. Well, the Word of God goes on to say, and the first day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed, his disciples said unto him, where wilt thou that we may go and prepare that thou mayest eat the Passover? Where will you? And he told them where to go. In fact, in the verses following this, he said, you'll find a room already furnished, and there we're going to have the last Passover, and that is before I suffer. Let me tell you, friends, the Savior knew the end was near. But I want to give you just a little of his words from another gospel, and it was this. This is the gospel by John, chapter 12. And this is what he had to say. He said, now is my soul troubled. Do not think, beloved friends, it was a light thing for our Savior to face Calvary's cross. He prayed in an agony of soul and said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. I realize if I'm going to enter into death and judgment at the hand of Almighty God, and if I have to face sin's penalty, I'll have to take everything in the way of judgment and punishment that rightfully belong to the sinner. And so he said, Father, if it be possible, let this pass from me. And then he quickly said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Ah, beloved friend, our Savior went and faced Calvary's cross. But I'll tell you what he said again in the Gospel by John, chapter 10. He said, I lay down my life of myself. And he said, no man taketh it from me. I have the power, authority, to lay down my life, and I have power to take it up again. And he said, this commandment have I received of my Father. But the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ was not so much from the hand of men. He took that without one word. In fact, the Word of God says, and he opened not his mouth. He never once said, I can retaliate. He never once said, I'll get even with you as you and I might have done. But he just took it all from the hands of men. And the Word said, and he opened not his mouth. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before her shears is dumb. And there he opened not his mouth. But a little later, friend, when man had done his worst, and God turned out the lights of heaven and made it dark in that afternoon, and our Savior was heard to say once again, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? This was the first time in the history of our Lord and Savior that he ever had his God, his own Father, turn his back upon him. But what's he doing now? Well, he's permitting his Son, and he's allowing his Son to taste death for every man, and he's dying on the cross of Calvary for the sins of the world, and he's going to pay sin's penalty. He's going to take the sinner's place and bear the sinner's judgment. And the Word of God says this, that his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Well, I mentioned just a moment ago that our blessed Savior, he was anointed by one man, one woman. She poured on him that precious ointment, and some complained about that and said, why all this waste? There's nothing too good for the Lord, friends. And the whole world with all its wealth could have been bestowed upon him, and that would have been too little. But on the other hand, that woman gave all she had, and the other man sold his Lord for just a few pieces of silver, and then went out and destroyed himself. And the man is down in hell at this time, and he's wailing out his own folly. I rejected the Savior. I sold the Savior. I betrayed him. I crucified him. But, dear friends, here you are. You're just a man like the speaker, and you need a Savior like the speaker. And I thank God I received the Savior, And if you at this present time receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He will forgive your sins, He'll save your soul, and make you meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life. Now it's time to close. We are waiting to hear from you, friends. Drop us a line, please, to the following address, Good News Hour, in care of this station to which you are listening, or to 419 Smith Street, Atchison, Kansas, and God bless you.